This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us. And we're joined now by Dr. Donald Green of Baton Rouge Community College. He played basketball as a walk-on at Louisiana State University, one of 160 players to play for Dale Duard Brown in his tenure as coach from 1972 to 97, four SEC titles for Coach Brown and two Final Four appearances. And Donald Green, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing well, and it's Dr. Donald Green. The coach yesterday said he has seven players who have PhDs and four others who are medical doctors. So it's quite an alumni group from the Dale Brown years, and that includes Shaquille O'Neal. And tomorrow the coach, largely because of our guest, Donald Green, will be celebrated for his contributions to basketball and society at large at Baton Rouge Community College. What's going to happen, Donald?
We want to bring Coach Brown in tomorrow, and at halftime we'll be able to, you know, bring him out at midcourt and celebrate him, thanking him for, you know, the great contributions he has made toward the basketball being the sport that it is in this state. And so we're asking all former players, well-wishers of Coach, to come out and just to be with us on that day, just to simply say thank you for the work he's put in and the benefit and the fruit that's being borne by programs like BRCC.
When you say halftime, this must be in conjunction with a game.
It is. We have a doubleheader tomorrow in conference play that our ladies will be playing at 2 o'clock and the men play at 4. So at the halftime of the men's game is when we want to bring Coach out and say thank you.
Well, that'll be great, and hopefully there will be a good crowd to salute Dale Brown, who on Halloween will celebrate birthday number 85. But for those who know him, he's still as sharp as ever and has opinions and insights that are unique to him. And what a communicator. Louisiana's been blessed with many of them in the political realm. But George Morris, my friend of The Advocate, has said, and I agree with him, that there was nobody more captivating, nobody more tantalizing to cover as a journalist than Dale Brown.
I couldn't agree more with you, Jim. And, you know, his personality, his concern for others, and his commitment to celebrating the successes of others is such a great thing for him. I remember when I told him when I finished my study, he was more happy almost for me than I was for myself. And that's just a testament to him as a coach, but, you know, as a man. And we want to combine, roll all those things into one and say how grateful we are at BRCC to have him on our campus and to say thank you for all the work he's put in.
Well, thank you, Donald Green. And for those who are really basketball buffs, you could have a triple header tomorrow because LSU plays early in the day, the Tigers against Ole Miss. And LSU, by the way, 7-0, first in the conference right now. And it will officially mark, from the crowd, the 50th anniversary of Pete Maravich becoming the all-time leading scorer in college basketball history, something that occurred 50 years ago tonight against Ole Miss. Pete Maravich still reigns as the leading scorer in the history of the game 50 years after he shot his last basket at the old Parker Coliseum, and yet he is not a member of the LSU Athletic Hall of Fame, which is located in the Pete Maravich Assembly Center. So hopefully politics will take a back seat at LSU. Pete will get in the LSU Athletic Hall, and tomorrow Dale Brown, who has said about Pete not being in the hall, that Pete belongs there just as much as the Pope belongs in the Vatican. So, Donald Green, thanks for what you're doing and for keeping the flame alive. Dale Brown was a one-of-a-kind, once-a-generation person, and it's good that we recognize him while he's still upright and with it, and it looks like he's got several more years, but we're glad you're doing it now. Appreciate it.
Couldn't agree more, and thank you for the opportunity, John.
Well, thank you, Donald Green, and we'll let Professor Green get back to his deal. And in just a moment, in studio here, we have B. Jima. B., you're going to need those, so please put the headphones on. And B. is the president and founder of America My Oyster Association. And this is an organization that is based in Baton Rouge. She is the president and founder. It's a captivating name, and it has more to do with attending college than oysters. Tell us about your organization, Bea.
Well, good morning, Mr. Inkster, and thank you for allowing me to be on your show. The America My Oyster Association, we seek to preserve the diverse histories, recognize the various struggles, and celebrate the victories of all individuals residing in America. And we have an initiative, which is called Welcome to College, Your Ticket to the American Dream. At the America My Oyster Association, we believe that everyone is deserving of a college education despite their present circumstances. And we believe that for many of today's students, they want to take hold of the American dream. And a pivotal part of it is being able to become a college graduate. So we want to assist them in any way possible. And you mentioned about the name of the organization. You've heard of the old adage, the world is your oyster. And so we believe that America, despite the challenges, that it is still the land of opportunity, and you can pursue and achieve whatever it is that you want to accomplish in this lifetime through tenacity, perseverance, integrity, hard work, and civility.
Well, there will be a workshop tomorrow. It's an annual event. It's at the Goodwood Library. I say tomorrow, it's Saturday. Or excuse
Sunday.
Me, Sunday, the 2nd of February, from 7 to 9 p.m., and it's at the main library, and it's called Channeling the Motivation That You Need to Excel in College. And right now, we have a state in which only about 20% of the people in our state, 1 in 5, has a college degree. That's something that LSU is working to improve. The Board of Regents says by 2030, the goal is to have 60% of the people in the state with a college degree. How important is that in the society as we know it today, B?
Well, college education is pivotal. It allows you to be given opportunities that otherwise you might not be privy to without the education. The education has the ability to not only shape you in terms of how you look at yourself and your purpose and the role that you play in making America a better place for us all, but it allows you to realize that you can take hold of your dreams and aspirations just by having that college education. For many people, it is the doorway that unlocks for them their potential, their ambitions, and their talent. So it's pivotal that many of today's high school seniors realize that they need to be in pursuit of the college education that's right in front of them. And that is part of our goal. At our event that will take place on this Sunday at the Goodwood Library, it will be from 7 to 9 p.m. We will give out school supplies to college students, undergraduate and graduate students, and even high school seniors are invited to come to the event. I will host an academic motivational workshop, and we will have guest speakers, community leaders, business leaders who will speak about the obstacles they faced in college and how they were able to overcome them. We have some awesome door prizes. We are going to give one lucky winner a Chromebook. That's right. One lucky winner will walk away with the Chromebook. We also have a book sack that is an LSU official book sack that's filled with LSU championship gear that has been donated by the Barnes & Noble LSU bookstore. And so we want students to know that we support them and that we want them to succeed not only within their current pursuits, but to succeed also in life. And we are wanting to aid them in whatever way that we can. And two lucky winners will also walk away with the $100 textbook scholarship from the America My Oyster Association.
I love that name, America My Oyster Association. How long have you been around now?
Since 2016, sir.
So 4 years for B. Jima, who is the president and founder. And her organization is hosting this event 7 to 9 Sunday night at the Goodwood Library. So it's Channeling the Motivation That You Need to Excel in College Workshop, and college school supplies given away, under the banner of Welcome to College, Your Ticket to the American Dream. Before we go, what about those who go to college, maybe not graduate, but may benefit from the experience? Is it a necessity to graduate these days, or do people actually gain something from just having been on a college campus for a few years?
As a college professor and academic motivational strategist, I emphasize to my students the value of having a college education. I would rather have the college education and be able to have that as an investment in myself than not to have it. But if you truly want to achieve certain goals with or without the education, you can obtain some of it. You might not be able to obtain all of it. And within American history, as you can see, we have countless individuals that achieve greatness without a college education. But the college education serves as a security investment, if you will, to ensuring some of the success that you seek to obtain in America. And so I tell my students that no matter what obstacles you face in life, only look at the obstacles as a ticket to mm-hmm. the mission to the dream. It's the price that you must pay to become who you want to become in America and achieve whatever it is that you want to do. And part of that is with the college education. But if not, you still can achieve it. It might be harder for you to be able to obtain it, but it still is possible in America.
All right, Sunday night, 7 to 9, Goodwood Library, BGMA, and the group is America, My Oyster Association. So fine endeavor that Bea and her folks are involved with. And as we part company, I know Ken has been waiting on the line. And Ken, I think you were calling about the previous topic, but I wanted to slide you in. Ken and White Oaks, so good morning to you, sir. Ken, are you there?
Good morning, Jim. Yes. I'd like to comment about your previous guest, Don Green.
Yes, sir.
He mentioned that a number of his former players had PhDs, and four of his former players became medical doctors. I'm proud to say that my son was one of those. Don, some people don't know, is African-American, and I'm not. He came to the school where my son played basketball, and my son played ball for him. And
well, we've got a roll, but congratulations, Ken. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial.